This is Harry Clark, Senior Meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, providing a weather update on Thursday, the 21st of April at 1:30 p.m. A severe weather warning for heavy rainfall has been issued for parts of the North Tropical Coast and Tablelands and the Herbert and Lower Burdekin districts. Flood watch is current for coastal catchments north of Rolling Stone to the Daintree, with flash flooding possible for some areas. We are expecting to see showers and isolated thunderstorms to increase today along the tropical east coast, with heavy to locally intense rainfall rates possible, particularly between now and through till Saturday. The location of the heaviest falls will depend on the position of a low pressure system and trough, which is currently out to sea and making its way towards the coast. The heaviest of the rainfall is likely to move north of Cairns over the weekend and possibly southwards once again during the early part of next week from Monday onwards along the North Tropical Coast. Daily rainfall totals of 50 to 150 millimetres are likely, with localised 24-hour totals of 200 millimetres to 300 millimetres plus possible, most likely from today into Friday and particularly with thunderstorms. Parts of the east tropical east coast, especially the Cassowary coast, could receive a metre of rainfall over the next few days cumulative. We're also likely to see winds increase about the coastal fringe and adjacent ranges of the Cassowary coast from late today and into the weekend as a strengthening ridge combines with the coastal trough. Damaging wind gusts are not expected, but we could see wind gusts up to around 70 or 80 kilometres an hour. Strong wind warnings are current for the coastal waters from Cairns to Mackay Coast and will become more extensive, extending down to potentially as far as the Sunshine Coast by Friday and into the weekend. Moderate flooding elsewhere in the state continues for the Blonde River in southwest Queensland, with levels expected to remain high as water from the Condamine moves downstream over coming days and weeks. The Bureau is recommending communities stay up to date with the latest forecasts and warnings through the Bureau's website, BonWeather app, and on Twitter.